Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So I'm an assistant professor at Ohio State University Worcester campus. So we have an institute called Agriculture Technical Institute. So this project took place there. So some of my colleagues got together and developed this project based on project-based learning. So the key purpose of this project was to develop a hydroponic technique to be used in Ghana. So the courses that were involved in this project is one of the project was greenhouse practicum, which is one of the programs that I coordinate is greenhouse and nursery management program. So this is a course within that program. And we have Ghana Education Abroad program, which is a program that is available for all the students at ATI if they want to take this program. This course. And the next is Introduction to ACL, which is again part of the Ag Communication Program. So what I'm going to talk to you today is about this project-based learning approach and the experiences and lessons we learned and the key impacts that we had in these different courses. When you think about hydroponics in US, it is the large-scale greenhouse production. So most of the leafy greens, if it is locally produced and if it is available in winter, that means it is produced from a large-scale greenhouse like this. So the question is, why are we thinking about taking this technology to Ghana? Because most of the study abroad Ghana program students and the faculty, they have experience that 60% of the Ghanaians, they are smallholder subsistence farmers with limited land, and also they heavily rely on rain. So in some of these hydroponic systems, you do not need to have a continuous supply of water available. And also the need to improve the nutritive quality of the diet of the people. So with this, our challenges in developing a technique there is it should be simple, it should be very cost effective, and we should not use any electricity, and we should be able to use this make this technology using the locally available material, and also it should be easy enough for the students to transfer this technology to the villages. So with that in mind, some of the key ideas that they came up a long time ago, when I was in Sri Lanka, I developed did a research to introduce hydroponic systems to the dry zone farmers in Sri Lanka. So this is the easy technology. It is the use of styrofoam boxes, and you make the nutrient solution. You can stir the nutrient solution for aeration. With time, the nutrient solution goes down, but still the root system develops there. So this is a popular system that usually that we use even at the beginning stages of introducing hydroponics. I'll show you one of the pictures. This was a long time back. You can see the outdoor production and the indoor production at the same time in the dry season. So we thought this is a good strategy to introduce to the students and to develop and use it in Ghana. So with this, the key objectives of this project was to use this project learning approach to solve issues in the food security, and also we wanted to promote undergraduate research among students and also to get some collaboration going on between the programs and between the courses, and also to promote the student interaction between these the students within these different programs. And, of course, to promote teamwork among the students. So I'll go through the process, what we did, and also this took place at ATI, the first portion, the first few steps, and the second stage took place in Ghana. So the first part, the step one, is developing the low-cost hydroponic techniques. So this was a two-semester project, four in fall and spring. So the research objectives that we put forward to the students is to develop, see what crops are feasible to grow using this technique. And specifically, we emphasize on leafy vegetables that are suitable to produce in Ghana. and second, to determine how the nutrient and water uptake changes, which is really important because you do not need to do lots of, would not want to do lots of changes during the process. So, first step, the students did check the propagation success on form. So, form that we use for hydroponics is this dark brown color form that is over here, but we cannot use that in Ghana because it's not available. So instead of that, the students use the craft form that is available there. So they tested the germination percentages and what really works in this propagation system. For transplanting, to prepare the boxes, we use torts that you can find in the stores. And you can see in this image two students' groups, greenhouse students as well as the ACL students working together at the transplanting stage of these plants. You can see the students are preparing the nutrient solutions and filling the containers. And this is part of peer learning. Some of these students are greenhouse major students and other students are ACL students, so learning from the peers in this process. You can see this is the greenhouse. Students are working on transplanting. And now about the crop management. So the crop management is to check the pH and electrical conductivity of the nutrient solution. If you are familiar with the hydroponics, those are the key ways to measure whether you are providing enough nutrients to the plants. So the students record data on pH, electrical conductivity, and also determine the water levels, how it falls during the production season. So those are the key data that they collected. And this is the near harvesting stage. And you can see we have grown lots of collards here because that's one of the crops that can be still be transferred to there. Now I'm going to show you a few figures that the students developed after their project. You can see that they determined the electrical conductivity. And you can see it's the recommendation is at 1.8, you can see that the EC levels are still at 1.4, which tells the students that still there are some nutrients left in the solution at the end of the production season. The height of the water levels, so you can see still there are some amount of the water levels remaining in these boxes even after the end of the production cycle. So with this, one of the important points that the student determined is that you can actually grow another crop. Probably the yield may not be high, but still you can grow another crop. So therefore, the students actually grew another crop using the same nutrient content in those boxes. So they did a yield comparison. You can see the first trial and the second trial yield has reduced a little bit, but still you can grow another crop with the same nutrient solution just with adding a little bit of water. So that is exactly what we needed, because the water limitation is one of the key issues, and also you wouldn't want to mix up nutrient solution very frequently. So this is first and second harvest, few pictures showing the lettuce. So lettuce was our control crop, and rest of the green vegetables that they tried were somewhat the crops that are similar to what was in Ghana. So the second stage is technology implementation in Ghana. So that the students traveled to Ghana in summer 2017 and helped 30 Ghanaian farmers to implement this hydroponic technology to grow leafy greens. And they also checked how the nutrient and water uptake levels changed over time there, because the climatic conditions are different. So you can see in this picture, the students are helping Ghanaian farmers to develop the boxes. They are choosing some of the seedlings from the form that they, the seedlings that were developed on the craft form. You can see the villagers are getting involved in the activity, transplanting, and the challenges there were different. They had to set up the boxes way up high. It seems that the goal goats were trying to eat all the leafy greens on the hydroponic boxes. So the challenges were very different from what they were experienced here. And you can see they have really trained the villagers to use these pH and EC pens. But the key challenge that the group experienced is the fertilizer mixing. So here we have pre-made fertilizer mixes which are not available there, so they had to mix the fertilizers by using individual ingredients, which is expensive. However, they managed to grow some of the leafy greens that they like, and what they did is that they harvested continuously. Instead of one-time harvest, they harvested few leaves continuously and added it to their diets. Now, the students got a very good experience working with the Ghanaian farmers and also by trying to implement this project there. And at the same time, some of the students presented this at the undergraduate research seminars at OSU. The impact on the greenhouse management, the course that I am responsible for, these students have some experience with the hydroponics before. So what they learned is that there are the leafy greens, other than lettuce, that we always grow in hydroponic systems that can be grown successfully in these systems. And also they identify the challenges of running low-tech hydroponic systems without electricity. And also they found out these small-scale versions, you can actually do it at home in winter, or you can use it in small-scale production. For the Ghana Study Abroad program, for the students in this program, this project develops a very strong foundation because they were involved in this from start to finish, so they learned, they got a very good hands-on experience before they actually do it in Ghana. And also, they were able to understand some of the crop production issues when you transfer this across the continent. So the problems here are not the same problems there. So those are some of the important learning experiences for them. The students in the ACL program, they got exposure to the greenhouse production and hydroponic techniques. So they were involved in most of these initial stages of the trials, which we did in the fall of 2016, so they learned hydroponic systems and the greenhouse management, which they would not have learned if they didn't have this project. And also they developed modules to train these trainers in Ghana. So overall, when we think about the whole project and what we learned, so this is a very important learning outcome for all our students who are involved, because this is a project that was conducted across different disciplines, and we were able to provide a real-world experience to the classroom. And also, throughout all majors, the students get some understanding about the issues of global food security and of the resource availability differences in those areas. Okay, thank you.